Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
So we've went through Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 16 and 17, and now let's go to 1 Peter 2, 24, and let's see what Jesus said there. In mine says in 1 Peter 2, 24 says, "And who himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Now then, if that whole verse is true, if he did die on that cross for you and me, and we know he did, having died to sins that we might live for righteousness, then that means that you and me as Christians have a choice. Can we still sin if we want to? Sure you can. It comes down to a choice. But you're supposed to have died to sin so that you might live for righteousness. So when the devil tries to come upon you and tempt you or test you with sin or tries to get you to speak a foul word or profanity or something out of your mouth, you have a choice. Am I going to speak that? Am I going to take that temptation? Am I going to lie to my company? Am I going to take money under the table? Am I going to steal? Or am I going to walk righteous before the Lord? It's my choice, isn't it? What should I do as a born-again Christian? I should make the right choice and walk righteous and holy before the Lord, right? But if it comes to sickness and disease and he took away my sickness and disease, does it come down to a choice? Can I be sick if I want to? Sure I can. If the devil tries to come up on me and begins to put sickness and disease on me, all I got to do is say, "Oh, honey, I'm sick this morning. I don't think I can go to work. I feel bad." And guess what? I'll be sick. The devil said, "That's what I've been waiting to hear you say." Right there. He said, "Out of the mouths of two or three witnesses." But I'm sorry, the Word says you're healed. So if the Word says you're healed, if you walk in faith and believe what the Word says instead of confessing your symptoms, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to walk healed. But how many people believe that? How many people know that? Not many, do they? And you wonder why so many young people, when they have their 40th birthday, and all the friends come in and have a black casket for them. You ever been to one of those? Huh? Oh boy, are you over the hill. You are 40. We just all we got to do is push you one foot on in the grave, another on a banana peel. Just ready to push you in. Guess what the devil's trying to do to you? He's trying to get you to believe that. Sure. And when he gets you trying to believe that, one day you're driving down the road and you say, "Oh man, I am getting old. Golly, I am 40 years. I can't believe I'm 40. My lands. And I'd get tired so much quicker than I used to. I just can't. I got to have 10 hours of sleep a night now. I just can't do it like I could when I was 20 years old." You know why you can't? Because you're saying you can't.
Isn't that like a word curse?
Yes, absolutely, Jim. That absolutely falls under the category of a word curse. And you speak that yourself with your own mouth. Yes, sir. It's in there. And if you don't have my tapes on the curses, you hadn't heard them, I've got both videos and audios and of course, audio and video is both different. But anyway, they cover the same things. But you can absolutely put a curse on yourself. You can put a curse on your children by your mouth. And you absolutely can do that. So, right there in 1 Peter 2:24, since it's just about 5 o'clock and I think Jim's out of tape, I'm sure y'all are wore out after 3.5 hours of listening to me talk. So, I'm going to cut it off right there. And next time, I'm going to start right here on the atonement for healing and go through all of these mighty promises of God, which I haven't even hit this afternoon. You really have not got any of the promises of God yet, and how to use the name of Jesus. And we'll probably take 2.5 more hours or two to cover that. We'll do that next month. But I want you to know what you can do from the great and awesome promises of God and what you can do with the name of Jesus. So, when your insurance company says that was an act of God, well, they've got it partially right. It was an act of God, but what God? An act of the God of this world. I guess we spent, 2, 3, 4 hours at your house? Something like that, and we went through what you call a deliverance. And, you know, that's something that most of the church don't understand. But we went through a teaching and a deliverance, and I was very happy to hear both her and Wayne both say that things at her house has been tremendously different in the last few days. Isn't God awesome? He's awesome. So, yes, He is, and I don't know what the Lord's going to do with all these things. I do know that He is beginning to do some great things, and especially in the realm of, I think, I've made this comment a few times myself. Since I've seen the Lord raise people from the dead, and I've seen Him heal people instantly from terminal cancer, and I've prayed over people in hospitals, and I've seen them get up and walk off. And then last week, there was a lovely lady and her husband that asked me to come over to their house and to bring them some tapes. And I went over there and gave them some tapes. And while I was there, this lady had a cancer on her nose. And I said, "What is that thing on your nose?" And she said, "Well, that's a cancer," but said, "I've got an appointment Thursday with the doctor to go have it looked at." And I told her, I said, "Well, you know that's from the enemy. That's not from God." So I said, "Let's just take authority over that thing in the name of Jesus and get it out of there." And so I just walked up to her and put my finger on her nose, and I cursed it in the name of Jesus and commanded it to die and pass from her body. And the Lord said we can do these things in His name. And so she sent me a letter. And I got it the following Thursday after she had been to the doctor on Thursday. And she said, "Before we got to the doctor Thursday, my cancer was completely gone. There was not one sign of it on my nose." So God's pretty awesome. You know, all I know is I just do what He says in the Word. So He's pretty awesome. So anyway, we're going to continue on today in this question, the answer, and how to make it happen. That's what we started last month, and I thought I would get through with that outline, but I didn't. So we're going to start on it again today, and we're going to press on from where we left off last month. Let's come to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise You and we thank You and we worship You for this day. We worship You and thank You that You're the great and awesome King of the universe. And we praise You and thank You that You're doing great things today, that You're opening Your revelations to many men and women, and You're doing great and mighty things across this country. You're empowering us with the Holy Spirit to begin to walk in this apostolic age again, to see great and mighty things happen. And Lord, we thank You for this because we know that Your return is right around the corner. We know that You have Your hand on the door and You're turning the doorknob to come. And Lord, we praise You for that, and we look forward with great anticipation to that day. But until that day comes, we're going to serve You. We're going to walk in obedience to Your Word, and we're going to see You do great and mighty things because we're going to occupy till You come. And we're going to be out there telling people about Jesus and winning people into the kingdom of God. And we ask You now to anoint us today. We command Satan to leave this place today and to not steal one word out of these people's mind or heart, that You may put the Word in us so that we may bring great glory and honor to the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, last week, I might say that on that same day, I got that letter from that lady. I was still at work about 7 o'clock Thursday evening, and a young man called me and said, "Thurman, I'd like you to come down to the truck shop a minute." I said, "Okay." So I went down there, and it was a man by the name of Gary down there that I had never had the privilege to meet. And this young man said he wants to meet you. He said, "I gave him a couple of your tapes,
And he said he listened to them, and he has something he wants to tell you. And I said, okay. So he said, you know, I have lived with a lady for 6.5 years. He said, we listened to 2 of your tapes, came under conviction, and we asked Jesus to come into our heart and be our Lord and our Savior. And last Saturday, we went and were married. Isn't God awesome? You know, so, I mean, the tapes that the Lord has allowed me to make and send out, it's amazing. In fact, I thought the mail post office in Justin was open this morning. I boxed up 9 boxes of tapes to go mail this morning, but I got up there and the post office wasn't open. So, but I do send out lots of tapes, and I thank the Lord for that great privilege. And he is doing great things with those tastes. But it's his business, it's not mine. So I leave it up to him. Well, let's do a little bit of review. This question, the answer, and how to make it happen. The question is, who is the enemy? And who or what is the answer, and how do we make it happen? Of course, the enemy, I think most of us, if you that are here today, I think most of you know who the enemy is, and that's Satan. The thing about it is, most of the church, it's unfortunate, don't know who the enemy is. They think the enemy is their Sunday school teacher, or their pastor, or sister so-and-so, or brother so-and-so. You know, at least that's who we attacked. We don't work together in unity as a body. You know, Thurman, he's a Southern Baptist. I mean, you know, good grief, don't they know Southern Baptists ain't going to heaven? Only Church of Christ are going to heaven. What's wrong with that boy? Don't he know anything? Is that the way we are? I mean, it's getting better all the time, but it just never ceases to amaze me how the enemy has deceived us. And I don't know who's messing with the lights. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I hope that everything is going to be all right. Anyway, the enemy, of course, Satan, he is the problem. And the answer, of course, is Jesus, and how to make it happen. It happens by faith in the name of Jesus. So as we get on into this, last week, or last month, I should say, we talked at great length about the Scripture. We went back into the book of Job, and that was the only portion in the Old Testament we used.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.